It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're in Omaha for the ABA Ag Bankers Conference, the 70th Ag Bankers Conference, and we ran into Zach Ducheneau, who is administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency. Zach, great to see you again.
It's good to see you, Tony. Thanks for the time.
Okay, so here we are, ABA Ag Bankers Conference. Some might wonder, well, what's USDA doing at a bankers conference?
So USDA is really instrumental in the finance of rural America, up to and including direct financing to producers. Our direct loan portfolio amounts to about $3 billion a year, and that's all we can loan out, but that doesn't near meet the need. So we need our partners in the lending industry to come along and help us meet that financial need out there in the agriculture industry in our rural communities. We have about a $3 billion a year loan guarantee program where we will help lenders mitigate their risk so hopefully they can pass on some better terms to their rural producers.
There's a lot going on right now with USDA and the Farm Service Agency. For one, we're dealing with drought across a good portion of the U.S., but I guess my question is, when you look back home, are you seeing drought continuing to develop across South Dakota? And then what are you seeing across the rest of the country?
The drought continues to deepen in South Dakota, and then we're in the second year there, and there are many places in the country where they're in the second, moving into the third year of the drought. I just watched one of the forecasters today talk about the triple dip La Nina that we're going to be having, which is going to lead to drier conditions across the country that are going to continue to challenge our producers. And it's unfortunate that the dry conditions are forcing producers to make some challenging choices with regard to their base cow herd or livestock herd, as the prices are finally getting to a point where there's some profitability in it for the long haul. So we're going to do the best that we can at the agency to try to provide some tools to the producers to help them keep that livestock herd together. You know, we've made some changes to our livestock indemnity program to better suit producers in times of blizzard or other adverse weather impacts, and also made changes to the ELAP program to help producers mitigate some of the cost of moving feed or moving cows to feed. So we're really excited about being able to help with that and interested to hear from the countryside how those tools are working out so that we can make adjustments as we go along.
Now, we've also seen some payments rolling out due to the Inflation Reduction Act. How's that going? First off, let's back up.
Yeah.
Who are we targeting the payments to, and how's that program going?
So one of the major components for the Farm Service Agency to deliver through the Inflation Reduction Act is some payment assistance to producers who are in distress. And Congress gave us the mandate to expeditiously get some payments out there to producers who are at risk of financial loss of the place. To that end, we set aside $3.1 billion, and really targeting our direct and guaranteed portfolios. We are making payments to catch those borrowers up. If they were delinquent more than 60 days as of September 30th, we're going to make a payment to help them catch up on our direct borrower side. Since we have more of the information of their particular financial circumstances, we're also making the next installment payment. And the idea is that we can buy these producers a production season, because a significant portion of the funding available under the Inflation Reduction Act to the FSA is going to be used to reimagine or re-envision the way we do our loan servicing, to really take a proactive planning approach with the loan servicing that we have a chance to do. Instead of waiting to use it only as a recovery tool, we want to get ahead of that and start to look for early indicators that maybe a producer needs a restructure, maybe they need refinance. We can bring them those tools to bear sooner because of the financial resources we have within the Inflation Reduction Act. Another aspect of that is related financial assistance. Producers who took advantage of our disaster set-aside program within our direct loan portfolio, we're going to make that payment for them off the back end of their note. So it'll improve their equity position and improve their ability to go out and work with the borrower, with the lenders that we're talking with here this week.
Farm Bill is nearing expiration, and obviously that is a component for Congress to worry about. But at the same time, you're implementing a Farm Bill that was written, 2018 Farm Bill. Has it performed? When you look at this Farm Bill, has it performed? Has it provided a safety net for producers?
I think it's been helpful, and I think under the leadership of Secretary Vilsack, who's charged us with finding the flexibility and finding the boundaries, get out there and serve as many producers as you can with the resources that we've got and be inclusive. Use the tools that we've got to get our arms around more producers to make sure that that safety net is reaching people that it typically wouldn't have reached. We've got underserved populations that are made up of socially disadvantaged producers, veterans, women farmers, small farmers, organic farmers. Many of the tools that we have at our disposal haven't been looked at through the lens of the perspective of those producers. And Secretary Vilsack has been very supportive of us moving that boundary out and getting more people into the programs.
You know, I think you hit on a perfect point here. We've got an aging population in ag. So how important is this next generation, and what tools are available through Farm Service Agency? How are you actively going after that?
Well, the next generation is going to be critical to maintaining and rebuilding rural America. We watch the small communities in Texas and South Dakota alike dwindle, and that's because we've got an exodus of people from this lifestyle. So there's a lot to unpack there on why that's happening, but our role as the really one of the most farmer-facing aspects of the United States Department of Agriculture is to ensure that there is opportunity there for those producers. So we've got a robust loan program where young and beginning producers can come in and qualify for money that's set aside in our regular loan program to help them acquire real estate or acquire the means of production. But I think it's critical, Tony, for us to step back from this and understand that any machine is perfectly designed to have the output that it creates. And right now, this machine is designed to create a ever-aging population of producers. We're at 57 now. I suspect we're going up with this year's ag census again. So we might have to take a look at doing things a little bit differently than we have in the last 30 years to have a different outcome. It's one of the things that I'm excited to talk with our friends at the ABA about. How do we work together to improve finance for producers for the long haul and to get those young and beginning producers in the door, into production in a way that allows them to be a contributor to that rural economy instead of someone that wants to flee it?
I guess the final one here for you, since we kind of touched on the Farm Bill, ARC and PLC signups are underway, and we have what, till March?
I believe that's the case. ARC and PLC signups are underway, and I believe our dairy margin coverage signup is also underway. It's a critical tool for our producers. It's a affordable risk management tool that we administer at the agency. Last year, we had a lot of producers that took advantage of the opportunity right at the end of the year. It didn't generate a payment till the end of the year, but now it is. So producers are glad they made that small capital outlay to participate. We've got a lot of programs ongoing, and always your best opportunity to find out more information is get in touch with your local office. We're fully staffed up. In a few places, we're wearing a mask just for everybody's safety, but we look forward to seeing you back in those county offices. We've been itching to get there too.
Zach, so good to see you, and I know you've enjoyed your time in Omaha with the Ag Bankers here. A lot more travel for you this year. So safe travels, and thanks for your work.
Thanks a lot, Tony. I appreciate the time to visit.
Zach Ducheneau is the administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency in Washington, D.C., joins us from the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.